This is a Sichuan news update. Once again, the Shaw Auditorium was packed, with concerned locals before City Council, voicing their opinions on the proposed rezoning of the land near the popular Cable Bay Trail. On Wednesday, April 2nd, the City of Nanaimo continued its public hearing regarding the 75 hectares of land near the southeast edge of Nanaimo at Duke Point. This land would be rezoned from Rural Resource, or RA1, to Industrial, or I-4. According to the City of Nanaimo, I-4 zoning can be used for, quote, heavy industrial development that is not compatible with residential use, end quote. The current zoning of Rural Resource allows for agricultural and rural uses. The land is owned by Nanaimo Forest Products, also known as Harmac Pacific. Over 70 people spoke in person or over the phone in the public hearing at the Vancouver Island Conference Center, where two overflow rooms were available for attendees. While Nanaimo Forest Products CEO Paul Sadler and some members of the community spoke in favor at the first public hearing on April 16th, all 72 speakers at Wednesday's public hearing were opposed to the rezoning. Members and elders from the Sinaimuk First Nations were the first to speak, including Elder Stephen Thomas.
I'm going to voice my opposition to the rezoning application. I believe proper protocol wasn't followed when the leadership of the Sinaimo were excluded from the onset of the rezoning application. Talks with Sinaimo were needed to begin the process, as federal and provincial legislation require no exclusion of First Nations leadership in regard to their ancestral territory being discussed in talks about future development. Negotiations are now definitely going to be part of the process moving forward.
He says, as the Sinaimuk elder, he believes it is their duty to save the area for future generations.
I hike this area extensively, and the wildlife is in great abundance and easily accessible to see and enjoy. I've personally seen killer whales, sea lions chasing salmon onto the beach, deers on the trail, owls, eagles, and blue herons. Dodds Narrows is close by, and salmon pass through, and it's home to shellfish, crabs, oysters, and clams, a staple of ours. Another industrial site would jeopardize this. So we must protect the area to the best of our ability.
Right before the Wednesday public hearing, the Sinaimuk First Nations issued a statement strongly opposing the rezoning application, stating the lands in question are treaty protected, culturally important, and that the process is moving ahead without Sinaimuk consent. In the statement, Chief Mike Wise states that the land represents a, quote, integral part of Sinaimuk historical village sites, cultivated fields, gathering places, hunting grounds, and resource camps protected by the Sinaimuk-Sarlacc Treaty of 1854, end quote.
Councillors, I have stood in oil on a marine foreshore in an actual quick deployment emergency. I have been so covered in it myself that I struggled with the reality of bringing that contamination into my family home. I know what it looks like when intelligent design fails. We can walk away from a spill, go home, and wash it off. The life in that water cannot.
That's Roxanne Croxall, a local environmental scientist and consultant. She spoke to the concerns of what more industry could bring, pointing to the recent January 2026 oil spill that saw a sizable amount of diesel enter into the Northumberland Channel between Duke Point and Gabriel Island. Harmac itself was not involved.
I think it is imperative to point out that spill originated from a diligently engineered, licensed disposal facility specifically designed to contain industrial waste. Councillors, if an intelligently engineered, licensed disposal facility cannot contain a spill, and our bureaucratic systems cannot coordinate a response, you cannot guarantee the safety of our shoreline.
The rezoning would require a 100-meter average buffer between the industrial land and the Cable Bay Trail. Croxall says it's not enough for the endangered species currently living there. She stressed the importance that the Cable Bay Trail and the surrounding areas have for the community.
This past weekend, Mr. Mayor, I watched as you stood next to my daughter at the opening of the new recreational ENN trail. You proposed a revision to Robert Frost's Mending Wall poem. You spoke of good neighbors making good trails. In the spirit of the actual poem, it is the landscape, not the fence, that connects us. Good trails make good neighbors. Cable Bay is that trail.
Hunter Jarrett, a local ecological restoration consultant and conservationist, says that Cable Bay holds some of the last intact Gary Oak ecosystems in the country.
These are the most biodiverse terrestrial ecosystems in the province. This is a national responsibility. This is the only known location of white-topped aster in the city of Nanaimo, a provincially blue-listed species. Slimleaf onion, another blue-listed species, is present, Muhlenberg centauri, a red-listed S1, meaning critically endangered species, is found in the adjacent property parcel.
He says if this rezoning is approved, Nanaimo will have nothing left for many of these species.
So with that, I ask, have you ever seen an island blue butterfly? Have you ever heard a Lewis's woodpecker call in a Gary Oak ecosystem? Or noticed a Torrey's willow herb in bloom? How about Lobb's water buttercup or Oregon lupin? I can answer that question for you. You haven't. They're extinct. The habitat in which they needed to survive has been systematically destroyed.
Also at the public hearing was Regional District of Nanaimo Director Jessica Stanley. Stanley oversees Electoral Area A, which includes the unincorporated community of Cedar, south of the proposed rezoning. She says she's been hearing a lot from residents in Cedar about the proposed rezoning.
Disappointing that the staff report identifies the lands to the south as rural, but neglects to identify the property bordering this proposed industrial site is zoned rural residential. There are several residents in the near vicinity of these lands who will be significantly affected by the decisions that you make. City of Nanaimo documents state that industrial lands are viewed as not compatible with residential uses.
She says she confirmed with City of Nanaimo planning staff that there is no required setbacks for industrial land use from adjacent residential properties in Cedar. She says the proposed industrial use for the land means uses such as logging sorts, railway yards, truck terminals, and other industrial activities can occur up to the property line next to residential properties in Cedar.
It's concerning to me that the current land use proposal does not include a substantial buffer between the land proposed as heavy industrial and the rural residential lands south in Electoral Area A. So I urge a different solution, but if Nanaimo does choose to move forward the rezoning, I ask consideration for your neighbors to the south. I request that a substantial buffer of at least 30 meters be required between the proposed industrial property and the rural residential lands of the RDN. This buffer will help address the impacts of light, sound, and air pollution from the industrial activities upon residential properties near in Cedar. This is in addition to the proposed buffer to the Cable Bay Trail.
The Wednesday public hearing recessed at 11 p.m. The public hearing for the Cable Bay rezoning will resume on April 30th at 7 p.m. at the Shaw Auditorium at the Vancouver Island Conference Center. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.